Yep, it's me, your friendly neighborhood pastor. I'm not really feeling preacherish today, but I had a need to communicate with you. So if I can think of something smart to say, we'll go on. And if I can't, I'll stop right about now. Well, okay, I'll give it another try. It is Wednesday, April the 1st. We have finished our food pantry for the day. We are one of the only food pantries still open in the area. And Monica and Bobby and all of the folks that help with that are my heroes. We served this morning about 120 families in a little over 2 hours. We ran out of food about an hour before we were scheduled to close. It was truly a remarkable effort on their part, and I am so proud of them, I can hardly stand it. It is April Fool's Day. It is also our oldest daughter Elizabeth's birthday. Elizabeth is 40-something, I won't get technical there, and she is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I would ask you to keep her and her workers in your prayers. Elizabeth manages clinical pathology labs, the group that is doing most of the testing for the coronavirus in Louisiana's capital city. So she is working long and hard hours, and we owe her a debt of gratitude. We just need to keep all the folks that are involved in this in our prayers, not only the medical folks, but just the people that keep things going, our bankers, our shopkeepers that stay open when they can, our restaurants who are serving out their door and not open for sit-down business. But we had a wonderful dinner the other night, takeout from a local eatery. It is a tough time in our nation, and we're going to have to figure our way to get together, support each other, love each other, pray for each other until this is over with. Speaking of April Fool's Day, did you know the origin of April Fool's Day? It really originated with Chaucer's Tales. You know, the Canterbury Tales by Chaucer. I had a high school teacher. He was the best high school English teacher ever, named Morris Bruns. And back in the 60s, he made us read Chaucer's Canterbury Tales in Old English. If you can imagine 20 high school seniors in Lubbock, Texas, trying to read Old English Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. Well, in one of the tales, a fox pulls a trick on a rooster that happens on March the 32nd. Yeah, you got that right. That would be April Fool's. I remember that particularly because we had to learn and recite and memorize a bunch of Chaucer, and we could only do it by doing it set to melody. Okay. This is the first and only time you will ever hear this, I promise you. This is one of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales in Old English, sung to the tune of Glowworm. You'll know Glowworm if you're my age. One that a prela with the shore, a sota of wrath of March, hath pestered every root and bothered every vein in swishly cura. I bet you never thought you'd hear that, huh? Well, April Fool's also is said to have had a biblical beginning. It was said that those of you who remember, let me ask you a biblical quiz here. How many of each animal did Jonah have on the ark during the great flood? Bum, 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 bum. You give up? Well, some of you are saying two of each animal. The really smart scholars will say seven pairs of each animal. But, thank you for playing. You would be wrong because Jonah wasn't on the ark. April Fools. I know. I've gone almost 5 minutes and I've said nothing to you that makes any sense whatsoever. I just want to let you know how much I miss seeing you guys on a regular basis. I miss our time of worship together. I miss just seeing you around the office. And the bad news is it looks like this is going to go on for a while. I'm afraid to report to you that we are not going to celebrate Palm Sunday in our sanctuary with palm leaves. We are not going to celebrate our annual Seder Supper and Tenebrae service together. And I'm pretty sure we won't be able to celebrate Easter Sunday together in the sanctuary. But we will be holding each other in prayer. We will be talking with each other. I know y'all have been visiting on a regular basis. And we will continue, if we can, to come together. My phone is ringing, but I'm not going to get it just yet. It may be one of you calling in. No, I don't think so. Well, listen, that's all I got for you for now. Happy April Fool's Day. Take care of each other. Be good to each other. And cut each other a tremendous amount of slack like you always do for me. God bless. Bye-bye.